ABC News.
Let's head to Queensland, where the government's passed a law banning single-use plastic and polystyrene takeaway containers. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has announced that as of the 1st of September, single-use plastic straws, stirrers, cutlery and plates, they'll be outlawed in the state. A ban on other products will be considered at a later stage, so that includes coffee cups, takeaway food containers and heavyweight plastic bags. Now, Shane Kukau is the plastics spokesperson at the Australian Marine Conservation Society, who joins us. Thanks for joining us. What's your reaction to the ban?
Oh, look, this is bloody good news for our Queensland wildlife. I mean, Queensland used to be one of the worst in the country when it came to plastic pollution, and now we can confidently say it's leading the country. I mean, by banning things like single-use plastic plates and bowls, the Palaszczuk government's actually gone a step further than South Australia, whose ban came into effect just weeks ago. So it's really good news for our wildlife. They've been choking on plastic for many, many years now. I mean, just in the last couple of weeks, we saw horrific incidents of baby turtles washing up on North Queensland beaches, sick and dying from plastic in their stomachs. So we know that this is hurting our wildlife.
What type of wildlife is most at risk when we look about the impact of plastic in our oceans?
Oh, look, unfortunately, plastic hurts everything in our oceans, from the biggest whale to the tiniest sea turtle. Turtle's one that we often talk about because we know that if a turtle has just one piece of plastic in its stomach, it has a 22% chance of dying. And we know that a lot of our turtles out there are already at risk from plastic as well as climate change and other issues. But we also know that our whales, for example, our whales, which are filter feeders, have been picking up loads and loads of plastic, and they themselves have been at risk from things like this.
Okay, but when we look at... sorry to interrupt there, Shane. In terms of the mechanism, I'm sure you could. But do you? I mean, these bans, they're sort of happening slowly. Some states and territories are doing it; others aren't. It's being done sort of gradually in stages. I mean, are you of the view these bans could really solve the issue? Remembering as well that I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of this plastic travels a hell of a long way from jurisdictions outside Australia as well.
Absolutely. Look, this has been a long time coming, and we really need every state and territory to get on board. We've had ocean lovers around Australia calling for action for decades. It's not like it's been a new problem. So we're very glad that we've got to this point where South Australia and Queensland have passed laws. ACT, New South Wales and WA have committed to do the same. But our oceans don't know any borders, and the plastic that pollutes the ocean in New South Wales will travel around to other places in the sea. And we also know that plastic is a global problem, collecting in large ocean gyres and, you know, travelling from every country on Earth. So we also need our federal government to be stepping up to support a global treaty on plastic pollution.
Yeah, I mean, how optimistic are you, though? I mean, it comes a week after a similar ban came into effect in South Australia. So there is momentum, as you say. But, okay, let's look firstly at Australia rather than globally. Do you think we will see an Australia-wide ban on single-use plastic anytime soon?
Oh, look, we've got 5 out of 8 states and territories on board now, and I am confident that we will see states like New South Wales, the Northern Territory, etc., coming on board as long as we keep the pressure up. I mean, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for ordinary people who spoke up about the crisis in our oceans. And if we keep that pressure up, if we keep that momentum up, I know that we'll get this to happen. I mean, we saw unanimous support for the laws, every single MP voting for it and wanting to have a say on it, on how it was the young people that inspired them to act in Parliament last night. With that kind of feedback, you know that if we keep the pressure up, we can get there.
So if we need to keep the pressure up, though, and if, as you say, the evidence is clear, if in some states you're getting unanimous support, why do you think other jurisdictions might be a little slower to act? Why is there this reluctance?
Oh, I think, you know, politics is a difficult game sometimes, if we're honest. But also, I think, you know, it's not an easy road to travel. I mean, we're asking businesses, small businesses who have been through hard times of the pandemic, et cetera, to change their practices. And sometimes that means, you know, you don't know necessarily what the alternatives are, or alternatives haven't existed for a while. I mean, we're now at the lucky to be at the point where we have a range of earth-safe alternatives available for these plastics and we can move to act. But for many years, we didn't have those alternatives available. So certainly the road is easier to travel now than it was a decade ago. And I do believe that we'll get there in those other states and territories this year.
Yeah, no doubt. A story we'll follow closely. Shane, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Shane Kukau, plastic spokesman for the Australian Marine Conservation Society.